I'm going to go ahead and start my recorder at this end, and of course when I click like that, I'm taking background noise out of our conversation.
Sounds good.
I'll have you help me set a good level on your voice by stating your name and title.
Name is Patrick Remington, and I'm a professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health.
How many years is this now for the county health rankings?
This is our fifth annual year of publishing the ranking, and we consider it to be the annual checkup for each of Wisconsin's 72 counties and the city of Milwaukee.
Anything change much in the last year specifically between the healthiest and least healthy counties?
Well, by tracking the health of Wisconsin's counties, we provide information to each community so that they can convene their stakeholders in the community and people involved in health and education to try and improve community health. So each county uses their information. If they've got good health outcomes, they look at ways to continue that, and if they're challenged in certain areas, they look for ways to improve. But the take-home message from this report is, despite advances in medical technology and health care, we still see a lot of differences in health and health care across the state. Disparities are as large today as they were 5 or 10 years ago.
Also, when we look at the five healthiest and five least healthy counties, just knowing a little bit about the counties that are in those 10, there appears to be a socioeconomic element here.
Well, health is determined by a number of factors. The health behaviors, the lifestyle factors in a community are important. Also, the health care, having access to good quality health care. And finally, the environment, the qualities of the air and the water and the built environment. But all of these are driven by social and economic factors. Communities with good levels of income, jobs, high rates of high school graduates and good educational systems tend to have better health behaviors, tend to have better access to health care, and also have better health outcomes, lower mortality rates, longer lives, and healthier lives. So that socioeconomics is an important factor. You can't have good health without having good social and economic conditions.
We should probably mention here the two factors that were used to determine the level of health.
Well, we look at two factors to determine the overall health outcome of a county, and that is the premature mortality rate, how many people are dying and we give extra weight to people who are dying at a younger age so that an infant death counts more than a death that might occur at 75 or 74 years of age. And also we look at the quality of life based on what people tell us on the telephone, and that is the percent of people who say that their health is only fair or even poor. And we know that the goal in public health is to have every citizen have a long and healthy life, so that you look at length and quality. And when we combine these two measures, we can judge the overall quality of life and the length of life in each of Wisconsin's communities.
What sort of, you mentioned what the takeaway message is from the survey, the rankings, but what would you like to see policymakers take away from this?
Well, just as if you went into your doctor and asked for a checkup, you wouldn't want just your eyes examined or have your reflexes tested. You want an overall checkup, and this provides for each community just that, an overall measure of population health. It's not just simply death rates or smoking rates, but it's broadly defined by the social and economic health of the community, the environmental, physical health of the community, also health behaviors, and finally, having good access and high-quality health care. Only having one of these strengths in a community won't be enough. It's important to look across and to have good health across all the many things that determine healthy people and healthy communities.
Last question, I don't want to generalize here, but when we look at the least healthy counties, my assumption is that not only do the survey indicated that there were health concerns among the populations there, but perhaps access to health care is not as good as it is in the top five counties.
Well, we see some counties in Wisconsin that are particularly challenged. They not only have poor health outcomes, but they have poor health determinants, that is, poor social and economic factors and high rates of lifestyle or behavioral risk factors. And those are not necessarily just urban counties. City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are challenged, but so are some of the small rural communities in the state. In particular, Menominee County, the state's Indian reservation, has challenges that they are confronting to improve population health. Now, some of these communities have made considerable improvements over time, but they have a long way to go to reduce or eliminate, hopefully, the disparities that we see across the state.
Very good. Dr. Remington, thanks very much for returning the call this afternoon.
Okay, Bob, thanks for your interest.
You're welcome.
Yep,
bye now.